All right, let's talk Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian. Brian has already taken 15 opportunities to tell me how much he hated it. Brian, I loved it. I thought it was great.
That's fine, but I have to imagine that Lower Decks...
Tell me all the reasons why you hated it.
Well, look, I didn't see Lower Decks because it was a pain in the butt to try to get to see it, but I know for sure that The Mandalorian... was like backflipping over its own success and just talking about how great everybody was, and I didn't care for it. I gained nothing. I learned nothing. I gained nothing. I experienced nothing. I hated it. I hated it.
This is interesting. Well, here's what I saw watching it. John Favreau tolerates and respects but does not like Dave Filoni. Taika Waititi is only there because he likes Star Wars and really, really didn't necessarily play along with everybody else. He just did his own thing, but he's also kind of humble and feels like he's outside of Hollywood. Bryce Dallas Howard is the new kid on the block who is sort of just, you know, trying to hang in there because, oh my gosh, they let me in here to play with Star Wars. Like, I've got all of this like backstabbing subtlety behind it. And maybe you did too, and you didn't like that, but
right.
I definitely did.
I hated watching every second of it. It was like everybody was jockeying for weird positions. There was double meanings to everything. Everybody said there was this weird over the top bombastic praise for George Lucas. I hate everything about it. I hated everything about the format. I hated everything about those people being there. I would feel uncomfortable if I was in the room. I hated it.
I think I would feel the same if I was in the room. I think I sort of enjoyed this look at it from outside the room. I thought Rick Famuyiwa and Deborah Chow came off the best because they just sort of talked about what they actually did.
Yeah.
just as a sort of an interplay between these personalities, I don't disagree with you on the tone of it, but I found it fascinating to watch. It didn't really teach me much about directing The Mandalorian, sadly. I will 100% agree with you there.
And I think that's what I wanted most to believe was going to be there for me, you know, and it just wasn't. And that's fine.
Yeah. It was very surface, and very pretty, right? Like almost too well shot to be a behind the scenes, honestly. And I'm not talking about the round table thing, but when they like showed them in the field, I'm like, oh, you used the good cameras from that, which I mean, that's a stupid complaint. It's great that they use good cameras for the behind the scenes stuff, but I wanted to see more of how they worked. And I don't know that you ever get that from directors, because I don't think directors want that on tape.
So, question, we have to pick a winner. Like, what way do we go?
Okay, so we have no more thoughts on Disney Gallery. Bryce, did you have anything?
I mean,
I did not see it and have not seen The Mandalorian. That was the reason I didn't
check it out. Well, then, I would say... let's fix your CBS All Access problem and get you into watching Star Trek Lower Decks. I mean, if we can't, we can't. But I'm definitely more into continuing to watch Lower Decks.
Yeah. I mean, by default, I disliked this so much as a self-congratulatory.
I can't imagine
whatever.
You wouldn't find something more to enjoy about Lower Decks than you did about the Disney Gallery.
No, I'm willing to, without having seen a single episode, declare it the winner.
Let's have a what do you call that? A tentative award of the victory to Lower Decks. If we can't somehow fix the CBS All Access stuff, then we'll revisit. But